Horror Writers Podcast, episode number 42.
Welcome back to the Horror Writers Podcast, a show with two horror authors discussing all things in the world of horror. I'm Zach Bohan, and with me, as always, is Jay Thorne. How you doing, brother?
I am Jay Thorne. What's up, Zach? I had to change it up a little bit somehow.
Okay, I vowed to you that I was not going to talk about the weather at the first of this, but because you're in Cleveland, I know that you'll just laugh at this. Today, it is going to be 57 degrees. And I'm going to the zoo with my daughter, but tomorrow it's supposed to snow.
Nice. Well, from what I know from living in Nashville, if it snows an inch or two tomorrow, you might be stuck at the zoo or wherever you're going.
Yeah. Well, we got snow a couple weeks ago and got like 9 inches, which is a lot for here. So, and I did get stuck at a coffee shop for like half the day, but I got like 4,000 words written that day. So I'm not going
to worst places to get stuck in the snowstorm.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyways, enough about the weather. I'll try to go another 6 episodes or so without talking about that. So, so today Jay and I are talking about our favorite monster movies. So we were kind of talking before we hit record, and it might be kind of funny because like we mentioned before, we do this totally organically. So I will send Jay an email. I say, hey, you want to talk about this? Or sometimes I won't even ask him. I'll just say, hey, we're talking about this, you know? But that's it. Like we don't set any parameters or anything. So, and you know, monster movies can go a lot of different ways. So, I think this will be a lot of fun. So, so Jay, how do you want to open this up? You want to do some kind of intro about it, or do you want to just get started, or should we talk about what a monster movie is? Or
I was going to say, why don't we each of us sort of define what we consider to be a monster movie or a monster in a movie? I think that might be a good place to start, and I don't think there's necessarily a single definition, so even this part's going to be interesting.
Okay, go for
you
it.
You want to kick it off this time, or you want me to do it?
You're going to make me do it.
I can do it.
Go for it.
All right.
Stick with tradition.
I have a very, very, very loose definition of monster movie, and I even break my own definition on my own list. So I don't know what this is worth, but I like to think of sort of non-human entities or non-humanoid entities would be monsters. So for example, I would not necessarily consider a zombie movie a monster movie, because for me, zombies are kind of humanistic in a way. And that's about as specific as I got. But like I said, I have a list, and I think I broke that rule on my own list. So I think typically the more mainstream idea of a monster is that, though. It's something physical, and it's something non-human. That would sort of, if I had to define it, if, like the average everyday person on the street would define a monster in that way, I think.
Yeah.
So how about you? How do you define a monster?
I'm the same way. I think it's anything non-human, because I think if you don't set those parameters, then, you know, Silence of the Lambs could be a monster movie.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he's a monster, you know, right. I mean, I think it does get a little, I think you do start blurring the lines a little bit though, when you take zombies out of the equation or vampires. You didn't mention vampires, but, you know, because technically, you know, you start talking about the old monster, Universal monster movies, you know, you've got Dracula and stuff. So, right. But zombies, I guess, because they were humans before. Of course, vampires can be too. Shit, I don't know. Let's just. So, yeah.
So much for the definition.
Yeah, and we can sit here and define it, but you've already said you're going to break it. So
yeah, you know, right. It doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah. So I tell you what, I'll get started. So,
all right. Are these in any particular order, or are you just going to kind of go in random order?
So my number three would probably, like, I try to do my list like the way it is, but one and two honestly are pretty interchangeable. Okay. For me, I'd probably give one a slight edge. But for me, I am kind of going in order, I guess, to answer your question. I know you're all probably not.
Right? I may not, but I'll hear what you have to say first, and then I'll decide.
So, So my number three, because at some point in my list, I had to get this actor in something somewhere in one of these episodes because I love the dude. But my number three is Predator would be my number three. And I'm a Arnold Schwarzenegger fanatic. I own pretty much every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I can quote all the movies. Like, I had to get him in somewhere. And Predator is just such an awesome movie with obviously some all kinds of great lines, you know, cheesy one-liners, you know, get to the choppers in there and I ain't got time to bleed, and if it bleeds, we can kill it. All that shit. There's some great lines in that movie. But you know, the other cool thing is that movie kind of, you know, we talk a lot about the unseen, and that movie totally has that.
Yes.
That movie is totally a slow burn, you know, sci-fi horror movie. You know, you don't see the monster, you know, till the very end, which actually, I'll tell kind of a funny side story about that. So I read Arnold Schwarzenegger's autobiography, and which was awesome. He talks about all kinds of crazy shit in that movie.
You have some serious man love for this guy.
I do. Yeah. The guy came to America with absolutely nothing and then started investing in real estate and all this stuff. And like, he's awesome. Yeah. You know, I mean, you take out the fact that he cheated on his wife, then, I mean, the dude, he's had a successful career in three different areas, you know, but he talks about a lot of the back behind the scenes movie stuff. He talks about, Terminator and how OJ Simpson was originally gonna be the Terminator, which is pretty wide known fact. They actually had a poster with OJ Simpson as the Terminator when he walked into audition, because he was gonna be Reese. He talked about Total Recall was originally gonna be Richard Dreyfuss was gonna be starring in that movie, which is crazy. Anyways, I don't want to waste too much time, but what I was gonna say about Predator was that when they originally filmed the end of that movie, when they showed the Predator, apparently it was terrible. And Arnold told him, like, this is going to be awful. We're going to have to refilm this. And they didn't realize it until post-production. They were like, wow, this is shit. Like, and part of the problem was that the original guy in the Predator costume was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wow.
And then they took him out and they got a much bigger guy and they changed the costume and stuff. So they had to reshoot the whole end where he's in the mud and all that stuff. So anyways, but Predator is just a great slow burn, unseen monster movie. So that comes in at my number three.
I totally agree. I love that movie. I had forgotten about it. You know, I think it got lumped in. Wasn't it come out the 80s?
Maybe? 87.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say like late 80s. But yeah, really, really intense movie, and Schwarzenegger or not, that's a good call. That wasn't on my list. Nice job, man.
Good. We have that going for us then. So what you got?
I'm gonna pick one off my list, and I'm not gonna do these in order of what I think are really best. But I was looking for movies that sort of had a long tail or had a real impact on the industry. And so I have to start with the 1954 version of Godzilla.
Nice.
I think Godzilla, I mean, that's a monster no matter how you cut it. And there's so many, I mean, I know there are Godzilla fiends, and I'm not going to pretend to be an expert there and I'll get skewered for it, but I'm a fan. And I think what's really cool about the original Godzilla movie, well, there's so much, but it's one of those sort of cross genre type of things that the filmmakers probably didn't even realize at the time. And you look back now and you see it's got elements of sci-fi and horror and a post-apoc. And I mean, there's so much in there, and the way special effects are used and are not used, and the fear, I think as far as a monster movie goes, if you have to look back for sort of one of the originators, I would have to say it's the 54 version of Godzilla.
Nice. Have you liked any of the remakes? I haven't seen the last two. Yeah. The
98 one I think was terrible. I did see the one that came out a couple years ago. With Cranston, right. I took my kid to see that in the theater. And if they liked it, but I think they liked it because they hadn't known any of the history, hadn't seen any of the original stuff. And so I took it for what it was worth. It was entertaining, but it certainly didn't have the impact or the effect on me that the originals did.
Nice. Right on. So that's a really good pick. As you know, of course, you going way back, So I like it.
I'm the old guy on the show, so I got to do that.
Well, for my next one, I'm going to go back a little bit. I guess for me, this is definitely going back. But like I said, my one and two are kind of interchangeable, but one probably gets a slight edge. But my number two is Alien.
Yeah.
The original Alien.
Yep.
You know, Ridley Scott is probably my favorite director. He's definitely up there. His visuals, especially in space movies, are just amazing. You know, Prometheus, I've talked about how much I like that movie and visually, and he killed it with The Martian. I mean, The Martian is awesome. The original Alien, and you know, there's so many cool things about that movie. I mean, just, you know, all the art, and all the, you know, I watched a documentary about the artist who did it, who came up with the Alien. It's H.R. Geiger or H.A. Geiger. I can't remember the artist, but yeah. It really made me look at everything a different way, because everything's sexual, like the way he did it. And it's when you look at things in the ship and stuff, like I was like, wow, it's totally like, he's right. That's like totally sexual. but just the way the creatures look, and how claustrophobic that movie is, because they're just on that ship, you know? Yeah. And of course it was like one of the first times you had, a female lead in an action movie, you know,
a strong female lead,
Yeah. I mean, she's badass, you know, Sigourney Weaver crushed it in that movie. Yep. The whole cast in that movie is amazing. And it's, again, kind of, it's a slow burn, mm-hmm. you know, a real, unseen creeping death type of setup to that movie, and it's awesome, and it definitely deserves to be, you know, near the top. So
yeah, totally agree. I had that on my I have a list of more than three, and just in case, and that's on there, and I agree with you. And the other thing about that movie is I think it's timeless.
Yeah,
and it's hard to make a sci-fi movie that's timeless. You may be emotionally attached to a movie from your childhood, but you watch it, and if someone else watched it, they'd be like, that looks stupid. It looks like it's from the 70s or whatever. But I think for me, Alien is just timeless. Like that's going to be a pretty important movie for a long, long time for that reason.
Yeah. I watched all four movies not too long ago, and the first, and you know, cause the first one's obviously more of a horror movie, and then they, right. you know, it had sci-fi elements, but then the second movie is pretty much a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
You know, the James Cameron sequel, and both those movies, I mean, I love them both for different reasons, yes. you know, but yeah, you're right. It's totally timeless. So, what do you got? And hopefully you don't fuck me, cause I only have three. So,
all right. I think you're going to have this one. So that's why I'm going to say it. I'm gonna try and fuck you. I said Cloverfield. Do you have Cloverfield on your list?
I don't have Cloverfield.
Oh, I guess you, wrong.
Okay. Hey, I actually have never seen Cloverfield.
Really? Okay.
I
need to see.
Yeah, it's come on my radar, especially since the Big Secret sequel just got announced.
Yeah.
So, I need to see it, but that's not on my list. I actually didn't even know it was a monster movie. So thanks.
Well, all right. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, it could be debatable, but I went with Cloverfield because I knew, like, I wanted to have something that was more contemporary, because as I looked at my list, a lot of them were older movies. And I think Cloverfield is in that, even though it's a newer movie, it's got that sort of H.G. Wells War of the Worlds kind of spin to it. And you know, as more and more scientific discoveries come out, especially in the realm of space and life, and you know what's happening on Mars and other planets, and you know the sort of the alien invasion type of scenario is really terrifying. And Cloverfield's it's a pretty jarring movie. And because you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it, but I will say that it is it's nonstop action. Like you're not going to fall asleep watching Cloverfield. So hopefully you'll get a chance to see it.
I will. It's J.J. Abrams, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I know that no one knew he was doing a sequel, and it kind of, I guess they put a surprise trailer out or something. So So I'll definitely see that one. So, yeah. So it's not on my list. So my number one, I guess you could actually debate where this is a monster movie, but I feel that it 100% is. This list to me just wouldn't be complete without Jaws.
Ah, I knew you were going there. I knew
yeah,
it.
I mean, yeah, Jaws is, and like I said, I have to put a step above Alien. It's just, again, it goes back. You kind of have that unseen element for a long time in that movie because, you know, the first of the movie, you know, the girl gets attacked and you never see the shark. You don't see the shark until, you know, Roy Schneider is out there just throwing some meat out into the ocean and it just comes up to the boat, you know. And then, of course, that's the famous, he backs in and talks to, goes to Quint and says, you're going to need a bigger boat, you know, that line. But just I don't think there's very few movies where you see that kind of chemistry between a cast. Like, and obviously that movie, you know, kind of has two settings. It's got the beach and all stuff going on there, but then it's got the boat. And when they're in the boat and it's just the three, when it's Hooper, Brody and Quint, it's like, I mean, their chemistry together is unbelievable, you know? It's awesome. And it's, you know, it's known as the first summer blockbuster. It's just an out of the park movie and, quite different from the book. I think I told you, I read the book recently and, the book was very entertaining and very good, but it's definitely different. And there's a lot of interesting backstory about Peter Benchley and Spielberg going back and forth on stuff, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, Jaws has to be up there for me.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. There's no argument for me on whether or not Jaws is a monster movie. I think it's totally a monster movie. No question about it. And in fact, because it's not a fictional monster, I think it's even more compelling. The fact that it's a biological creature, you know, a shark, that's pretty fantastic. So, yeah, you would get no argument out of me on that one. That's a good call.
Good.
I have a couple more, and I didn't do these in order, but, I would, in the same vein as Godzilla, I would have to say that the original, The Blob has to be mentioned. You know, it doesn't stand the test of time, the original. It's not like Alien, but the concept I thought was a wonderful monster movie concept. You know, you get this amorphous, jelly-like, toxic blob that not only starts to take over a town, but the more biomatter it incorporates, the bigger it gets. So it's like that concept alone, I thought was really powerful. And I can remember watching it as a kid. Now, this came out long before I was born, but I remember watching it as a kid and it was pretty scary. Like, you know, you started thinking like, wow, you know, it's not, this big jelly-like blob didn't seem like all that far out of the realm of possibility. And that made it even more frightening. So again, not my number one, but I didn't rank them, but I'd have to mention The Blob is one of the best monster movies of all time.
Nice. I think I know where you'll go for your last one.
I think that was my last one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I have some honorable mentions I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah. Cause I think we're going to get a lot of shit for not saying John Carpenter's The Thing. I think we get a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, we may, but we only have X number of minutes, so we can't talk about them all.
I also can't believe you didn't mention Anaconda. I mean, come on, dude. Ice Cube and Jennifer Lopez. You guys didn't meet me. Wasn't Owen Wilson in that movie, too?
You would know better than me on that one. I hinted at the top of the show that I was going to break my own rule, and so I kind of held these back, but I would definitely have to give an honorable mention to Dracula.
Yeah,
of course. You know, for obvious reasons. But there's one, and we talked about Alien, but the other one I had on my list that's not technically a monster movie, but I loved was the first Underworld.
Ah, yeah.
That was so stylistic and sleek and beautiful. I love the whole concept of sort of the monsters fighting each other. Not unique, but just loved it. And not as big a fan of the sequels, but that first movie was phenomenal. And I would throw that up as an honorable mention.
I think you can count that as a monster movie.
You think so?
In a weird way, yeah. Here's one. This is kind of just a question. Would you count The Crow as a monster movie?
I thought about that. I thought about it.
Because I don't know that I would, but I don't know that I wouldn't.
Yeah. You know, that's definitely more in the humanistic camp.
I think so.
But
I'd probably be in that way. So anyways, I was just curious what your thought was on that. So well, cool. Well, I think that was pretty good. We didn't have any overlap. I guess, you know, we could have, but
yeah, Alien technically could have. I was going to mention that, but if you hadn't, so I guess that would be the overlap. But
yeah, I only thought of three. So thanks for not screwing me on that. So I didn't.
You would have been scrambling then.
Yeah, I didn't even go beyond thinking about three. I would have probably still talked about Jaws, I guess. So, but well, cool, man. Well, you got any closing thoughts or?
No, I would say. I know people are going to leave us recommendations in the comments of ones we overlook. Please do.
Please do.
We're not saying this is the definitive list. So
By
all means, if you have a favorite monster movie, let us know what it is we'll check it out.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yeah. Please let us know if there's anything you felt like we left out or just something you like, you know, let us know. So, you know, cool. Well, all right, man. Well, Jay, thank you as always.
Yeah. Likewise, man. Take it easy.
Cool. Yeah, and thank you to all the listeners and watchers, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Horror Writers Podcast. If you have any thoughts or questions about today's show, please feel free to leave us a comment. Subscribe on iTunes and on YouTube. If you like us, please leave us a review on iTunes. The Horror Writers Podcast can be found on the web at thehorrorwriterspodcast.com. All graphics provided by Johnny Diggs at DiggsCreative.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.